This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find our show online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text and let us know at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
Yeah, there you go. And take it upon yourself to help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars for any reason. I can't think of a reason why you would leave anything below 5 stars.
Unless you're just mean, in which case we'll pray for you.
Today is March 5th, which means our date the word is coming to us from Joshua 3:5. And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you."
Get your heart ready. Get yourself ready because God is working.
That's right.
That's Joshua's charge to his people. And, you know, what a charge for us as well. Do we enter church? Do we enter into worship ready for God to move?
Mm-hmm.
Do we come expecting God to do something in our lives, or we just come and sit and consume and then go home?
Yeah.
But church is not just an event to mark off on your calendar. It's God moving in and among his people. And if we start to see it that way, and it changes the way that we walk in the door.
Just a reminder, this episode is brought to you in part today by Date the Word. That's a free app made by Dr. Dwayne Carson. We met him at NRB. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. You can download the app for free on Apple, Android devices, and they have several verses for every single day of the year, daily devotionals, Christian resources. Make sure you check them out at datethework.com. You know what's funny? I actually pitched him a line when we were at NRB.
Really?
Yeah. So we were at dinner. We went out to NRB. We went out to, what was that restaurant we went to? The Macaroni Grill.
Yeah.
Mr. Stu Epperson and a lot of the Truth Network executives and the affiliates, they took us out for a big dinner at Macaroni Grill. It was really delicious. Mm-hmm. And we were talking. I sat next to Ryan, and I had Mark Reed on the other side. And somehow Dwayne Carson ended up at the table. I can't remember. I think he was just kind of back and forth talking to people. But we ended up talking about Date the Word, which is his app. And it was funny because he was talking about the bride of Christ and like the church being the bride. And I ended up pitching something. I was like, ah, man, you got to be married to the groom before you can go on your first date. Like, because like Date the Word was his whole thing. And he was like, his eyes lit up. He was like, oh my goodness, that's gold.
You've just unlocked.
I was like, bro, I'm joking. That's cheesy. Don't use that. He was like, no, I love it. If you see that on datetheword.com,
yeah.
I wrote that. Nice. I just want you to know that. That's important to me.
That's very
Has that ever happened to you where you write something and then someone else either already done it or someone uses it?
You think it's gold too. You're like, oh man, this is great. And then you like, just like, let me just quick check and see if anybody else has said this. Sure enough. Like, but I came up with it independently. I didn't know that they had already said it.
David told me one time
I was going to actually tell you.
Yeah, go for it.
It's a funny story. I thought that I wrote an entire song. I like sat there and I'm sitting there like kind of like going through some lyrics in my mind and I started singing it and I was like,
wow, this is good.
Yeah. And I like finally I laid out this whole song and I was like,
do you want to sing a little snippet of it?
Yeah, I thought it was great because it was like, oh God, the glory is yours. The kingdom has come and the battle is over.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, David, that's awesome.
I was like, whoa. And then guess what?
What's that?
I get to the church. Uh-huh. I hear it on the house music.
Yep. What?
Jesus, like, in your name we rise.
Well, the glory is yours.
I was so mad. I thought that I wrote that song.
Wow. That's I've done that. You know, I actually rehearsed, recorded, and published a song that was essentially Katy Perry's Last Friday Night. I don't want to put it out there too much. It's on iTunes right now. I don't want to put it out there too much because, number one, I wrote it when I was like 18 and the quality is like not good by today's standards. But also, I just don't want Katy Perry to come after me.
That is hilarious.
I think she lost that copyright battle to Lecrae, right? Or did Lecrae win that or lose? I don't remember.
I don't even know this was a thing.
Oh yeah, Dark Horse. They got entangled over something because she had a song called Dark Horse that basically is a Lecrae beat.
It wasn't Lecrae. It was Flame.
Flame?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did know.
Okay. Maybe I might be wrong on that.
I get entangled about the beat.
Yeah. No, that's a bad feeling when you think you came up with gold and someone else already has it. That's what I'm saying. If you see, you gotta be married to the group. It's not that good, so he probably won't use it. But he loved it. You got to be married to the groom before you go on your first date.
We're going to grab Dr. Sean in just a second, but write in and let us know what you're thinking about Date the Word or about the show in general. Text us 252-582-5028. Of course, you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, a daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
Right, and we are here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, PhD in New Testament Textual Criticism. Dr. Shah, we say this a lot, but you're also an author. You know, you've written a lot of books. You've written countless articles, blog posts, sermons. Have you ever written something that you just knew was gold and you were so excited to put it out there and then you find out
a bunch of times
someone else has already said it?
Especially in the theological world, you know, you think like, oh, I hit on this grand truth that everybody has missed.
Yep.
And then I open up something from a church father. Like a church father, you're talking about going back like 1800 years, or Martin Luther, or John Wesley, or Charles Spurgeon, or D.L. Moody, somebody or some academic that over yesteryear. And they've already said that and 10 times better.
Yeah.
And it's sort of frustrating.
It's like letting all the air out of your balloon.
And humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And letting the air out of my balloon moment.
I felt like I came up with it independently.
You gave me some really great advice. I don't even know if you remember this, but you gave me some great advice. It was like 9-10 years ago when I first talked about wanting to write and like especially write for Clearview, you told me, you said originality is completely overrated.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
Any idea that you have, someone else already had it. That's and has done it better.
Now you can take those ideas and build on them and make something bigger and better for your own context by God's grace. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think, I am going to wait until an original thought comes to me, it's never been that way.
Yes.
Yeah. We've always improvised on somebody else's accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's just, it's a great book out there, Real Artists Don't Starve.
Mm-hmm.
Worth reading that book. It's by one of my favorite authors. I like him.
I got you right here.
It's called Real Artists Don't Starve, but I think it's chapter number 2 or level 2 is on don't
that is a Jeff Goggins?
Yes.
Jeff Goins.
Jeff Goins. Yes.
I was thinking of David Goggins.
Yeah, Jeff Goins, great guy. He's written several books. And what chapter is that? Do you see the chapter?
Oh, I didn't see the chapters, but I can probably.
But the chapter again. But anyway, he talks about that.
Wow.
I love that title, Real Artists Don't Starve.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Hear that trope, the starving artist, you know, just I'm out here suffering from my art, but
yeah. Did you read that book, Dave?
No, I didn't, but on Amazon, it's chapter 2, Stop Trying to Be Original.
There you go. I was right.
Nice. Man. That was awesome.
Chapter 2, Stop Trying to Be Original.
That's right. That's right.
It's a good word for us. Well, in today's episode, we want to start the episode off talking about the daily encouragement for the day. The main thought, what we want you to walk away from the episode with. Dr. Shaw, what is that for our episode today? What do you want listeners and viewers to walk away knowing after today's episode?
They kind of just got a free one with don't waste your time.
Yeah, that
being
one's
original.
Free for you.
That one's a freebie.
You're welcome. That one's still icing on the top there.
I would say, very simple, don't skip levels.
True.
Don't skip levels. Whether it's in the gym, or whether it's in life, don't skip level.
Have you've seen people try to skip levels in the gym, ain't you?
I know somebody right now who's doing really well. But at one time, I remember the same gentleman coming into the gym, and he had somebody spotting him.
That should not have
should
been
not spotting. Have been spotting somebody with a 10-pound weight.
I was there. Were you there that day, or was it David?
I wasn't there that day.
You were David.
You,
David,
you
was
guys
there.
Told me about it. I was
I was watching because we have mirrors, and I was watching, and all of a sudden I look, and I was like, "You're gonna get this person to spot you with that much weight? Okay, all right." It was like 245 pounds on either side.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was 225.
225s. 225 together.
225 in total.
Total, yes, yes. And I'm like, okay. And then, I mean, he went up, and when he came back, he couldn't push
it
back up.
He come back up again? No. It was insane.
And the person was like struggling, kind of like,
They couldn't like pick it up. Like it was pushing down on his like neck.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate to be this way, but he was like, it was crazy because
help.
Dr. Shaw said it. He was like, "Oh, I don't think that's going to work." And as he said it, he couldn't get it back up. But then the spotter's hands were trapped underneath, and they couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, they're like anyways, I don't want to say too much.
I will say this: I have never seen Dr. Shaw move so fast. It was like Paw Patrol was on a roll. He was like, I was like, "Oh wow, that guy's choking." Dr. Shaw was like, and then the other guy ran up there too.
It just in a blink,
it
just there, ready. To
yeah, before up. My brain even registered something was wrong. He'd say, "I mean, you saved that guy's life. I'm not gonna lie." Yeah. Pretty crazy.
It was, but don't skip levels.
That's right.
Even in life, people take shortcuts and they try to bypass the natural progression of how things work, and they want to have that quick rich scheme or get to the top as soon as possible, use whatever means necessary. It always backfires.
Mm-hmm. It's such a crazy thing because like I feel like people watch YouTube videos and they subscribe to like you said, this BuzzFeed top 10 list. Try this out next time you're in the gym or you're on a date or you're wherever and they're doing these quick things. I've done that before where like I've watched workout routines on YouTube and they're like, "Hey, I can't wait to get in there and try this." And it's like, thank goodness I had you and our other people that we were working out with, because it was like, if you do that when you're a beginner, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah. You're going to hurt yourself. And that's really the point behind the shortcut.
Yeah.
People want that quick fix, that shortcut to the destination, but you're skipping those levels, and those levels are a necessary part of the process.
Yeah, and that's especially true in the Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause people want that glorious and glowing Christian life where they are the model of Christian virtue and example to people, and people are just eating off their hand, and, mm-hmm. and they're just so enamored with their teaching and their writings and books and all that. And then comes out a few years later or a few months later, oh, he was messing around. Mm. Oh, she had this other life. You know why? Because they skipped some levels.
Right.
And they tried to get to the top because they wanted something in the world, some popularity, or they wanted this praise that really did not belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on. They're mm-hmm. wanting something that's really not theirs. That's the way of the world.
Mm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You're wanting something that doesn't belong to you, or it's not time for you to have it yet, but and yet I want it anyway.
That's the way of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, Satan did that with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you want to be like God? Now, God wanted them to be like him, but they took a shortcut and said, I just eat that and I become like God?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Man.
Yeah.
That is a really good point.
That deepens it, too, because the shortcut then is saying, God, your plan is not what's best for me. Mm. I think I know better than what you have set out for me, and that's I'm right. going to go this way instead of the way that you've prescribed for me.
And it's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of trick ourselves into thinking that's God's way. Like, I know you want me to be here. You eventually want me to be this. I see a faster way I can get there, so yeah. I'm going to just take it.
Yep.
And hopefully you'll be happy with it, because then I end up where you want me a lot
yeah.
faster.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's got nothing of God in it. It's simply of self-glory. It's being jealous of things in this life, and it's disastrous.
Yeah.
Do you feel like people, because we're using this analogy of the Christian ladder, right? Like your faith is that ground level, but then you start adding on these different things to your faith, like virtue and knowledge and self-control. Do you feel like people think that those lower levels, they've already got them on lock? Or do you feel like maybe they just want to skip ahead to the more spiritual, ethereal yeah. stuff up to the top?
Yeah, I don't think it's that they feel like they have mastered these things. They just think they're not as essential.
Hmm.
Like, imagine climbing a ladder and skipping a couple of steps,
right?
A yeah. couple of rungs. I mean, you will either hurt yourself,
yeah,
or you will break an ankle, or the ladder will fall back.
Yeah, trying to parkour up a ladder.
Oh, like. I was just thinking, I was like, I'm imagining a ladder leaned up against the wall, and someone just a running start, and you try to just make it to the fourth rung,
yeah, like a Mario yeah. 64
That's
long
not,
jump. Woohoo!
That's not going to work well for anybody involved.
No, it doesn't. You end up breaking your ankle, or the ladder just kind of bounces off the wall and you fall back.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
You're like, man.
That is a shortcut to the ER.
And then imagine that's like right. laying there like all crumpled up under the ladder and be like, I don't know where this went wrong.
Yeah, I can't
maybe
imagine.
Maybe God didn't want this for me after all.
I can't imagine where my mistake was.
But Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, and the list goes on and on. So faith we have already focused on,
mm-hmm.
but the next rung on this ladder is virtue. And I want to talk about that for a few moments, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's
absolutely.
Do it.
So when we talk about virtue, the word there is aretein. That word can mean perfection, excellence, and praiseworthiness. That's what it means.
Aretein, perfection. Does it actually mean perfection, or is it, I guess excellence really, is perfection and excellence sort of used synonymously?
Yeah,
in a sense.
In fact, Peter uses that in verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
The same word, aretein. It says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and aretein.
Mm.
Glory and virtue. In other words, God gave us all things that pertain to life and spiritual life when he called us to salvation. In doing this, God demonstrated his glory and excellence.
So when we get saved, that's his excellence and his yes. glory on display for yeah. people to see.
That's right. Our salvation is God's glory and God's excellence on display. Our salvation is not some ordinary work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's become ordinary because we are sort of inoculated.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and on the third day he rose again, and he's alive today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just kind of becomes the the same old after a while.
It's just white noise. I mean, if you grow up hearing that same rhetoric over and over again, you're like, okay, hallelujah. Here's Easter.
Yeah, God sent his son in the world to die on the cross for our sins, and all we got to do is believe in him, and we can have everlasting life. And God comes and lives in you, and man, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, true, because when you first get saved, it's like, that's the greatest news I've ever heard in my life. But then you've been saved for 10 years, and it's like, yeah, it's still true. Like, it's not any less true. And
Jesus saved me for my sins. It
almost becomes less.
Are you sure?
It almost becomes less glorious to you. Yeah, tell your face.
Wait, when you think about God's excellence is found in so many things. I mean, for example, God's excellence is seen in creation, the earth, and all the many beautiful and magnificent creatures. You see God's excellence.
I never felt that more than when we went to the Grand Canyon together. That was one of the first times I ever actually, because you say that, you know, God's in the, he made the trees and he made the sky and he made the stars, kind of like you're saying. Yeah. But once you've seen just this little corner of North Carolina for a while, it's like, yeah, that's fine.
Which is actually very beautiful.
It's very beautiful. It is. But it's kind of like the people in Colorado, because I remember asking, and at Arizona when we went to the Grand Canyon, I was like, how do you not be amazed by this every day? They're like, well, I see it every day.
Yeah.
But when I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh my goodness, this is glorious.
Yeah. Breathtaking is not an exaggeration when you talk about it. I mean, I can remember sitting there and looking out at the Grand Canyon and really just having to force myself to believe that this was real. Yeah. Like, I'm not watching a movie. I'm not watching I'm not looking at a picture. This is not some computer rendered imagery. Right. This is actually in front of me. And this, the scope of it is enormous.
I'll tell you where I really saw God's glory. We were together. I think you went. I can't remember when we went to go see the eclipse.
Yeah.
Did you go to the eclipse?
I saw the eclipse, but not with you guys.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. We went to go see the eclipse at Toccoa Falls.
What happened there, David? David remembers that very well.
Yeah. All I know is I was sitting there watching like the eclipse happen.
Uh-huh.
And then before I can like register what's happening in the sky, I hear beside me like a lightning bolt, John jump up, and he jumps off onto the grass and he's on his feet and he's like, glory to God. Oh.
I was kind of like, playing, but at the same time I was awestruck. I was like, glory to God.
Moved instantly in that moment to worship.
I was.
By the way, solar eclipse is coming back, right?
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's in April, right?
I think so.
I believe so. Yeah. It's right around the corner.
They said it was gonna come back around this time.
Yeah.
Solar eclipse 2024 is April 8th.
And it's going to be, the closest one to us is somewhere on the other side of Kentucky.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
It's going to cross North America, pass over Mexico, the United States.
There's a traveling path right there. That's
Kentucky.
The closest one to us.
Wow.
So maybe
make a trip.
Trip.
Maybe take us a little trip to the good old Kentucky. Yeah, I see it.
But it
there's
also
the path right there.
Demonstrates the glory of God.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
We can also see God's excellence in space, the vastness of the great unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We can see his excellence in human beings, even the unborn.
That's right.
Psalm 139 verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well."
Amen.
Marvelous are your works. So we see God's excellence in making human beings, especially the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
I remember when you said when Adam saw Eve for the first time, he praised God and he worshiped him and just was like,
that was
really cool.
This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jumped off the grass like you did at the eclipse.
Yeah,
glory to God.
Praise to God. Glory to God.
But nothing displays his glory and excellence as his plan of salvation in sending his son, the second person of the Godhead, mm-hmm. Jesus, to die on the cross for us.
That's right. I love that. Just the purity of it. Like when you get saved, you're just completely awestruck.
Yeah,
that's right.
We should be. I mean, you think about the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, whether it's a sunset, whether it's an eclipse, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, some beautiful, like picturesque mountain range. The feeling that you felt and the level of awe and wonder that you felt looking at that, your salvation should trump even that.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's something I want us to understand, and I want our listeners, viewers to get. Now that Jesus is in you,
mm-hmm.
that same spirit of excellence is also in you.
That's right. That's a good point.
See, add to your faith virtue. That virtue, that excellence is in God,
mm-hmm.
in how he made the world, how he made the sky, how he made human beings, how he saved us. Mm-hmm. But now that excellence in all these things, especially salvation, is in us, we are to now add to our faith excellence. Mm-hmm. In everything that we as believers do, we should have a spirit of excellence.
There's one thing I can say about Clearview Church. There's tons of things I can say about Clearview Church, but one of the things I've seen for the past decade is there's a spirit of excellence. There's a standard of excellence, yes, where being excellent is almost the bare minimum, yes, expectation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we're doing it unto God.
That's right. That's right.
Right? We're doing, and if we're going to do it unto God, why not give him the best?
Yep.
Like when people come and they think, oh, worship is a performance, maybe to you, mm-hmm, but not, I know it's not to you, John, it's not to Ryan, it's not to David, it's not to the people here. Now, maybe there might be someone there who is a showboat and trying to show off themselves. I'm sorry. I mean, that's human nature. What can you do?
Right.
You can tell people, hey, worship is about God, not about us. But some people will still do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But overall, we do all these things. We want to make sure that the slides are the best.
That's right.
We want to make sure that everything runs at the with excellence because we're doing it unto God.
That's right.
Who is excellent. Mm-hmm. And he has given us an excellent salvation. And he has put the spirit of excellence in us through Jesus Christ.
This is our offering of praise to God. I can't give him half-hearted worship.
Right.
And one of the things that you told me when I first, see, because that had to be learned.
Yeah.
I bought into, because I was taught worship is not a performance. And what that really is it's permission to lower the standard.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's not a performance. It's not about you. So just worship. Just do it.
Yeah. And do that's what? I mean, just so half-hearted, half-baked songs, mm-hmm, and wrong lyrics on the screen and, mm-hmm, colors that don't match. Mm-hmm. Now, you will do 10 times better job for your boss.
That's right.
If the president of the United States was standing there, maybe not best analogy.
Currently.
But anyways, but if you were to say, hey, this is going to be done for this person. Let's just talk about The Office.
Sure.
Okay? Let's just talk about The Office. You would do everything possible to make sure that that performance or whatever you're doing is so beautiful, so right, perfect. How about for God?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Doesn't he deserve it? Shouldn't he deserve more than an earthly boss?
Mm-hmm.
He should deserve our hard work, our spirit of excellence. I mean, just like you said, Dr. Shaw, it reminds me of Colossians 3:23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and
that's
not to men. That should be our motivation in everything,
that's
whether it's worship, whether it's leading in children's ministry, whether it's cleaning the dishes, whether it's taking out trash. Everything that we do should be done as an act of worship and work unto the Lord.
Now, when I came to America, all right, so I'm sharing something from 30 years ago.
Right.
I thought that's just how people worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work at the college, kind of like a work-study program. And my first job was on the paint crew,
mm-hmm,
like the least significant position. Like, what do? You sand the wall, and maybe you cut with a paintbrush, and then somebody else comes and does the rest of the work. Not very significant. And so you can work 40 hours a week, but usually with school and everything, it'll probably end up being maybe 20, 25 hours max. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's fine by me. And I began to work, and not everybody, but there were some guys on that crew. I just couldn't believe it. They had a work ethic that I had never seen in my life.
Wow.
For example, it was time for us to end the day. So 4:45, start making your way back to the shop so you can clean the brushes and be ready to clock out by 5 o'clock because you're not getting paid after 5. Not going to happen. Because mm-hmm, you're on the paint crew. Everything shuts down there by 5. There are no supervisors. You got to go. So if you work past 5, you're not getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, 4:45.
Let me go. Time to start.
Go.
Let me go and clean this brush.
I can go back to the shop and then I catch a ride, come back to the dorm, clean up, go to the cafeteria, eat, watch TV, study, mm-hmm, whatever, whatever. And then there were some of these guys that I worked with and they would keep working. And I'm like, hey guys, we got to go. I know, but I'm going to finish this little, because tomorrow morning they got to get this apartment done,
mm-hmm,
or this dorm room done. And I just couldn't understand. I'm like, hey, we're not getting paid for this. I know that, but I got to finish this. I'm going to get this done.
Yeah.
What they were doing is what we had in this nation, which is a Protestant work ethic, mm-hmm. that I'm working unto God, not unto the man.
That's right.
When we talk about add to your faith virtue, which means excellence, what we're talking about is working with a spirit of excellence where we do everything unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther said it this way, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor does.
If you guys enjoyed today's episode, if that was encouraging to you, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. We'd love to hear from you guys. Visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us on that same website. Use the gifts that God has given you to be a resource for us as we reach the nations with the gospel together as the Clearview Today Show family. Also want you to visit MightyMuscadine.com. They're the sponsors of today's episode. Check out their products and use the promo code TODAY when you check out, T-O-D-A-Y. It's going to get you a discount, and a portion of that purchase comes right back here to the Clearview Today Show. What's up next, John?
I want to live a life of excellence. What do I need to do it? Well, I need a couple of things. I need wisdom and I need discernment. And both of those two things are going to fall into the category we're talking about tomorrow, knowledge. Mm. How do we have the knowledge? Is it just knowledge about God? Can I read my way into having knowledge of God? Can I study my way into that? We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.